Good morning. This is your daily Berlin briefing for June 27th, 2017. The Deutsche Bahn wants to remove bikes that are parked in unsuited places at Berlin train stations for more than 2 weeks. The strategy is aimed at people who illegally lock their bicycles to traffic signs or banisters, a practice that is unwanted by the company. The Deutsche Bahn wants to begin this practice in case public order or safety is in concern, for example, when emergency exits or access streets for emergency vehicles are blocked by said bicycles. Affected bikes will be marked with a notice which states the date of issue and when they'll be removed. The confiscated bikes will then be locked away for 3 months, and unclaimed items will be auctioned or recycled. Because there is not enough designated parking, large Berlin transfer train stations especially have a problem. Bikers have taken to locking their vehicles to any place possible. Other cities have built parking houses for bikes, and the Red-Red-Green Coalition has announced they wish to build more of these spaces, but no action has been taken yet. The Senate is currently preparing a bicycle law that intends to create 100,000 new parking possibilities by 2025. Two men attacked three women in a Berlin Potsdamer Platz movie theater Sunday evening. The men were smoking inside the theater and asked by the women to stop. The two 21-year-old men are reported to have hit the women and threatened them with a knife. After the assault, the assailants attempted to flee with a taxi. The women were treated at the scene, and police later arrested the men because the women remembered the ID number of the taxi. In an unrelated incident, a 45-year-old man reportedly assaulted and injured a lesbian couple in Mitte. The man is reported to have approached the women, engaging them in English. After the women explained that they had no interest in a conversation, he supposedly hit and kicked one of the women. When the other tried to intervene, he attacked her with a bottle. Bypassers helped the couple and held on to the man until police arrived, and the women had to be treated at the scene. As the issue is considered a homophobic crime, special investigation is now taking over the case. On Monday night, several men were involved in a stabbing at Alexanderplatz. Two men were injured, one of them severe. Emergency medics took care of the injured. Police were able to identify the potential suspects, but the background for the fight is unclear. The Katte-Kollwitz Museum in Charlottenburg might have to find a new location, as the current landlord does not seem to want to continue the 30-year relationship. The owner of the house, located in Fasanenstrasse, is Bernd Schulz. He would rather host an exile museum on his property. The news broke shortly before the opening of a special exhibition called Katte Kollwitz and Her Friends, which runs until October 15th. Culture Senator Klaus Lederer of the Left Party attended the opening and wants to assist in the efforts to keep the museum in its current location. He sees himself bound to diplomacy and discussion, but cannot use the help of local authorities as both museum and landlord are private entities and not government-owned. The chairman of the museum, Eberhard Diepgen, had been looking for alternative locations in different districts for several weeks. The most important issues are that the financial, economic, and museum factors are right. The utmost goal, however, is to stay at the location. The Internationale Gartenausstellung, or IGA, has sold 650,000 tickets so far for the Flower and Garden exhibition. The organizers are happy with the result, though the flower show had a bumpy start due to the cold weather in April. The 104-hectare area is located in Marzahn-Hellersdorf and has several attractions, including Berlin's only aerial railway. The objectives of the exhibition are to reimagine the future of urban green life and to place topics like health, local recreation, and environmental protection in the context of Berlin's peripheral development. A day card for an adult costs 20 euro. Kids under 6 years get in for free. The IGA is open daily until sundown and runs until October 15th. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, tell your friends and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.